Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get away from that music for at least a few months. Opening weekend for the 2010 NFL season. If you missed it, we've got Nando DeFino. He's here to get you caught up on the football news. Nando is a sports writer for The Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about, first, it looks like it's going to be a big season. I mean, Thursday's opener was the highest rated regular season game in 14 years. So a lot of people watching the games, which means there was a lot of people watching Detroit when they played the Chicago Bears. The Bears beat the Lions 19-14, but it was a real heartbreaker.
If you're a Detroit fan, this is probably as crushing as it can get, especially after the last couple
seasons.
All six
of you out there, pay attention.
There was a touchdown right at the end that, it was by the rules. It's not a touchdown, but I mean, it's kind of one of those, when states have that rule, like you can't have a mustache and it was made in the 1700s.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those things that, it's a rule, but it's not the smartest rule.
I hate that.
No, it's a silly rule. And to make it even worse, they lost their quarterback, Matt Stafford, to injury.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's not funny, it's sad, but last year he hurt his left shoulder, this year he hurt his right throwing shoulder, and there's really no, people are saying either 4 to 6 weeks or maybe it's just a sprain. You don't even know how long he's going to be out for right now.
Yeah, so it could be even worse for the Detroit Lions, if that's possible. But let's move on to the Washington Redskins, who very surprisingly took down the Dallas Cowboys in a game 13-7. Quarterback Donovan McNabb playing his first game for the Skins. How did that go?
For him, I guess it went well. He got the win. It's satisfying. But his individual numbers, for his fantasy owners or whatever, he wasn't that great. I mean, he wasn't terrible. He didn't put up, a 300-yard game. I think he had about 160 yards passing, and he got the win. I think that's all that matters. He's got, the personal redemption isn't quite there.
I read that it was really the Cowboy offense that lost the game more than the Redskins winning. Is that kind of true?
Yeah, they had another problem at the end where another touchdown was called back in the waning seconds for a holding penalty. So, they were close a bunch of times. It just... things were clicking.
All right, so let's move on to the Packers. Green Bay kind of just sort of slid by the Philadelphia Eagles. The game ended up 27-20. Here's another quarterback, Kevin Korb, again out for a while. Michael Vick, that was then on the field for a very long time. What happened in the Packers game?
Cobb went out with a concussion. He basically got hit pretty hard. Didn't come back in the game in the second half. And Michael Vick, he's 30 years old. He was playing like he was 23, 24, just running all over the place, throwing all over the place. He even said, if I was there for the whole game, we might have won.
Were we going to maybe see Vick starting some games?
I think you're going to see, and this is kind of mean, for Kevin Cobb's family, but people are praying that he's out, I think, for a while, because it was so exciting to see Michael Vick again. Say what you will about the guy off the field, but watching him on is, it's a thing of beauty, I guess. He was like Donovan McNabb, 10 years ago. Just running and darting and throwing.
No, he's gorgeous. And there are not many things of beauty in week one in the NFL. He was certainly one of them.
It was things on a lot of teams, a lot of places weren't clicking, but Michael Vick, man, he was a shining star this week. It was fun to watch.
Well, let's move on to a real trouncing. The Seattle Seahawks really ground the San Francisco 49ers in the ground. The Seahawks won 31-6. USC, former USC head coach Pete Carroll, this is his third time with the NFL, and is looked pretty good on the field.
The funny thing is, he cut their number one receiver before the season started. He's had, a little trouble running back, picking who he wanted to start. I think people thought the 49ers were young, a lot of weapons were going to come out and, score a lot of points and just trounce the Seahawks, who just looked desolate. And they came out and they destroyed him. And I don't know. You look back at Pete Carroll's record, he wasn't a terrible coach. He had more wins than losses. He has like 3 playoff wins in the 4 years. He wasn't as bad as his reputation kind of made him sound, but coming out like this, I think, was a huge surprise for almost everyone involved.
Well, was it a fluke, or are we seeing the makings of a team here?
Sometimes you get one of those addition by subtraction things, and, they got rid of the head wide receiver and, one of the running backs, and maybe they're just a tighter group that I don't want to say it's a fluke and, look like an idiot in 12 weeks or so.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Sports writers have to look like idiots all the time. So let's go back to the Thursday night's opener, highest rated regular season game in 14 years. What's up here? Are people just afraid they want to see all the football they can now before they don't have a football season next year?
I think that's definitely part of it. But, there's no way not to like New Orleans and the whole, outside of football, with everything going on the golf and them, it's a feel-good story, and I think people just like them because, there are a lot of offensive fireworks, possible with that team. They're a good team of guys. You know, there are a lot of big names.
It's, a lot of people following the Ravens too. The Packers people like.
You know, the problem with
Jets people like. They seem
Jets
like,
love.
Yeah, people love the Jets.
This HBO show has brought the Jets up to another level entirely.
It's true, but you know, I hear Ganando kind of predicting that the New Orleans Saints could become America's team and replace the Cowboys.
I think so. They're likable. I mean, there really isn't a problem with the
Saints.
They
have an offensive line.
There's baby steps.
Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks.
Anytime.